50 years ago, the well-loved musician Bob Dylan played at the Newport Folk Festival and was widely booed. The audience may have been unhappy, but Dylan's performance helped change the direction of music and culture in the United States.
Then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, or the times they are a-changing.
The mid-1960s were a time of great change. One such place of change was the world of folk music. Music legend Bob Dylan became a symbol of change when he moved from acoustic to electric guitar. Rock music historian Elijah Wald has written a new book about the change. It is called Dylan Goes Electric.
There was a moment in the early 60s where you could look at the Billboard charts and 7 of the top 10 albums were folk records. And, you know, Joan Baez, Peter, Paul and Mary, the Kingston Trio, all had huge, huge, huge number one records.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd a hammer out danger, I'd a hammer out a warning, I'd a hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters. All over this land.
And then this happened.
Oh yeah, I tell you something, I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand, I wanna hold your hand, I wanna hold your hand.
The British invasion introduced the world to the Beatles and grew a huge fan base for rock music. That worried many folk musicians, says Elijah Wald.
In 1964, the Beatles had hit. By 1965, by the summer of 1965, a lot of people in the folk scene were sort of feeling like their world was threatened.
They hoped that Bob Dylan would come to the rescue. Dylan was a major artist in folk music, a powerful songwriter and unusual singer. In 1965, Dylan was booked to perform at the Newport Folk Festival in Rhode Island. He had performed at the festival in 1963 and 1964 with folk singer Joan Baez. The crowd was expecting to see a similar show with a traditional sound like this.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man?
Instead, a new Dylan sound came from the stage.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
Bob Dylan had gone electric, and the followers of folk music were not pleased.
When Dylan went electric, I think one of the issues was the feeling that, wait a minute, he's gone over to the enemy.
At first, the Newport audience was quiet, seemingly in shock. Then, the crowd began to boo. Folk lovers had looked to Bob Dylan to save their movement from rock and roll. But author Wald says Dylan felt differently about the music genre.
Dylan had always liked rock and roll, and Dylan didn't think of rock and roll as stupid music.
In fact, Dylan was a Beatles fan. He later said that from the first time he heard the Beatles, he knew, quote, they were pointing to the direction where music had to go.
Honestly, once the Beatles hit, I think that the writing was on the wall, but when Dylan went with the Beatles on that one, that was that. That was essentially the end of the folk scene as a huge mainstream pop trend.
Beyond the music, Dylan's performance that night also marked a turn in American culture.
Before 1965 was really a different world, and it's the 60s of the civil rights movement and of folk music and of joining arms across the generations and across the races. And after 1965, it's the world of rock. I'm not saying Dylan created that change, but I do think that the confrontation at Newport happened because it was symbolic of that much larger confrontation and has been remembered because it really is sort of the moment of rupture where the new 60s emerged.
I'm Katie Weaver.